Okay, thanks, Luca. So on this part, I will just try to do a quick EOS and Sandbox update, a bit more in detail on some of the things we discussed before. They were a bit generic. So okay, the EOS project started in 2010. It's still young compared to other projects that are already quite old, like AFS is more than 35 years old. And then we have other projects like, for example, already Ceph was started in 2004, if I'm not mistaken. So it's old as well. Interesting, this icon. Okay. So it's license free. It's quite simple and scalable solution, so it's quite easy to add new storage one after the other. It's quite easy to operate. It's very fast because it has an in-memory namespace, so all the query to the namespace on a huge scale, they're quite fast. It has secure access for the client, so we support Kerberos, GSI. And it has a quota which can be per group, per user, and it's quite flexible. You can have multiple quota node, et cetera. So what we use is a network RAID. So what we do is we replicate the data between different hosts. This is the system that does it. And it's also possible to have chunked across different disks. We have a tunable quality of service. So this means that if our clients need more or less replica, et cetera, it's quite easy to change this parameter online and make them happy, let's say. And clearly, this is developed inside our group. And this is a strength point because we are in direct contact with our clients. So when they have a need, since they're our clients, and we cannot say, no, please stop LEC because we cannot do that. We just implement the feature that is needed. And it's quite easy because we do a quite small release cycle. So this means that every change that we put in production is quite small. So it's quite easy to test and go ahead with an agile approach. So this is the current service at CERN. We have deployed 165 petabytes of data. It's filled at almost 120 petabytes. And we have 1.3 billion files. And OK, 100 million directory, but this is not, doesn't scare too much. This is the disk for storage for all the physics data for LAC, for non-LAC, and also for the CERN, as a CERN box backend. And the deployment is across two computer centers. So some of you yesterday went to Wigner. Probably you see some of our EOS server. I don't know. I never see them. I will go on Thursday. And we are connected with three links, as Jerome said, the first day. So the third link was recently added. And our user recently filled it already. So 300 gigabit per second completely filled. And that's not the first time. So this is a bit what happened in that particular day. So we basically exceed the 100 gigabytes per second of data in our EOS system. And clearly, we saturate completely all the links from Wigner. So this is how we split, let's say, EOS inside CERN for easy management, et cetera. So experiment won't fight each other or when they don't agree on an update on a certain date, et cetera. So we have an instance for all LEC experiment, and then we have a public instance for basically everybody else, an instance just dedicated for the user, for CERNBOX. And in particular for CERNBOX, the idea is there is a dedicated instance for CERNBOX, but it's possible to access everything else as well. So basically, the idea for us is to have CERNBOX as an access protocol and to give the possibility to access all the possible physics data and other content directly and bring it to our user. And indeed, our users are using it, and they're using it basically all across the world. This is a heat map of last year usage, and you see where basically they're using it basically everywhere, except up there. We're still looking for someone to go there. So basically, with CERNBOX, the base stuff is that we provide 1 terabyte for each user. That's the standard quota they get. It's easy to synchronize all the files, and these are stored in the CERN server. It's quite easy for the user to share the data with the other user. We integrate this with our e-group system, so it's quite easy also to share with a group of people in an easy way. And all the main platforms are easily supported. And we do this with the integration with the own cloud software. So this is the number. You see the evolution a bit during time. So we reached 9,500 clients just the other day. And just for the user part, we have 218 million files. So this is growing quite fast. And we expect that it's going to go like this. And that's why on the development side, we need something for a scale-out namespace in order to be able to store a lot of stuff. So currently we have 512 gigabyte of RAM for the namespace that we currently run, but the plan is not to continue growing, increasing the memory, but having multiple machines, so split the namespace across this machine. And this is the growth of users. So we have more or less an average of 60 new users per week, but every now and then someone decides that there is a good workshop. So you see, in this particular case, there was a workshop on some statistics analysis, et cetera. So we had a bump of 500 users because they were all using the system with analytics part provided by Swan, which is the Jupyter Notebook interface. And this is the architecture. So you can see we have our clients, and this is basically what is CERNBOX. So we have as entry point, so we don't just take on cloud and we put on a fuse mount with US behind. We do something a bit more smarter because we know that there are some few little problems with on cloud in the type of scaling. So what we do is we have our own load balancer in front, which will just understand how all the clients speak, and will translate this to how EOS speak. Basically, just they authenticate the user, and EOS is able to speak the same language as all this synchronization client. So we completely skip the part from the on cloud database. So we skip completely all their PHP code. We will just kill the performance if you want to scale. So the clients will see, we implement here our own plugin to interact with OS. So when you log into the interface, you can see whatever you just upload. There is no need to synchronize back whatever happened to the storage system back to the on-cloud database, because there is no on-cloud database anymore. We just keep a list of share, and that's it. And recently, we added the Samba gateway in order to allow online access directly for the Windows client. And clearly, we have all the EOS clients and the Fuse clients and everything else. So the idea for CERNBOX is to build a main entry point for all the majority, let's say, of the possible services. So that's why we're integrating, with the help of other group in IT, the Microsoft Online part, so that you just click, you start editing your presentation or your document online, and this can be shared with multiple users, so like Google Docs, so people can start putting inside content and build presentation together. This is one feature that was mostly required by the administrative staff. Did they quite see the need of using this type of thing? And then clearly we have the integration with the Python notebook, but we're planning many more integration whenever needed for our client. So concerning the hardware in general, not just for CERNBOX and EOS, but currently we're all running uniform hardware. So we have just to each unit, there are attached usually two disk tray of 24 disks, 6 terabytes each. So this means that the small building block for us is around almost 300 terabytes. And this is a small building block. So with the next delivery, we will receive 100 petabytes, still in the same way. But for the future one, what we need to plan is what we will do for the future. So the idea is always to drive the price down per gigabyte. So the plan is, let's try to have 4 tray instead of 2. So this means a small little brick of 600 terabytes. So this means a single machine will store more than half a petabyte. And the idea is to daisy chain two of the train together in order to have to each system unit. Basically, you will have the system unit and attach one, and attach to this one another train. And this is what we will evaluate once we receive the new hardware. So we will create with this hardware some small test bed in order to try this and check if the performance is okay. So we'll skip now and go ahead with, let's say, more the future part. So how do we build the home directory, a generic home directory service for everyone? This is the current status at CERN. So basically, each kind of cluster has its own home directory. So LX Plus, Batch, and the Linux managed machine, they have AFS. The Windows machine, they have DFS and terminal server as well. Many users don't have anything. They just have their local disk. And then there are some small cluster with for private use, et cetera, that we have in some department and in some small experiment, et cetera, that they have their own NFS installation. So the idea here is to basically federate everything together, so try to have a single solution for all these use cases. And clearly this solution is based with EOS and CERNBOX. The trigger for this was the AFS slow decline, as you know. And there was the strategic decision to took the use fuse part as a replacement strategy, and clearly adding new feature with all the things that goes around. So in particular, the idea is to have a flexible infrastructure so that we can tune for user, for workflow, etc., different things. To have the same home in different systems. So when I log to my Windows PC, I have the same home as when I log to, I don't know, my Mac, or when I log to DLX Plus cluster. And to improve the user experience to avoid that they see different things in different places. So the documents are the documents everywhere and these kind of things. And in particular, to avoid to run separate storage cluster in a little corner somewhere, in particular for some of the small cluster, and that have a better future interoperability. So for the future to have much more integration with DFS, so probably in the long term running down DFS and just use a single solution. So okay, the home will be set in this particular place. But the idea clearly is for all the desktop is to have synchronized the different directory to the remote storage for all the main supported supported operating system. Well, for the cluster is to have it mounted directly where it's needed. So at this, having the home at this level. So there will be a plan to have a test cluster soon for LX Plus in order to see and to show the user how this will look like in the future. Clearly, for other clusters, it's still possible to do like this or whatever other way with the synchronization, etc. And for the terminal server, the access will be via Samba. So the Samba gateway will allow to see the exact same thing when you log in, and you will see that it will just the directory will be mounted via the gateway, but it will be the exact same content. So to go ahead with this, we clearly need to put a lot of development inside our Fuse client, because clearly the first implementation was not meant to do this type of job, and clearly had some built-in functionality problem, particularly the API I was talking before. So we need a way to quickly interact and to avoid doing several jumps in inode path translation that every now and then is too heavy and basically just kill the performance. And then having a local cache in order to be quite fast in the local metadata. So from the test that we are running right now, since this is in current development, what we see is that with the very, very old version, with the new one that we have right now, we gain a factor 10 in terms of performance. And what we see with the new one is that this is another gain of another factor 10. So this clearly we need to fit this in the migration plan for AFS. Clearly the stop, let's say the wall, is the run 3. So we have up to run 3 to just phase it out. We already started with the easy AFS cases. These are already migrated. The web spaces, this is ongoing. We're now going for the project spaces. And basically, we will once these other things will be provided, then we can start migrating also slowly with the user one. There is no pressure, but every now and then our user, they feel a lot of pressure to just do something and move out immediately. Clearly, the milestone for the roadmap are the new the deployment of this new development, in particular because of the scalability. So we need something that would scale to easily to more than 1 billion files without any problem. So we need to boost also the different performance for the namespace in terms of booting time and these kind of things. This we already did some small developer in order to compensate during this period, this waiting period of time. And clearly we will need a major server upgrade that for some experiments is already scheduled, but for other we will probably need to wait after this run that will start soon, because they don't want too much changes before the run, they get scared. So, summary. For us, Fuse provide a very flexible storage solution. It's quite easy to add a new workflow without too many problem. And in fact, this is used by the main Atlas and CMS tier zero workflow directly to stream data from their the experiment. We have currently more than 9,000 users, which are normal users accessing CERNBOX. So these are all the possible type of user, administrative, engineers, physicists, etc., using, and trying to get all the, let's say, goodies that we offer. This is probably, at least at my knowledge, the largest low-cost app storage that we have in terms of size and in terms of probably cost per gigabyte. Some years ago, we also shared the information about what will be the actual price for per gigabyte or something like this. Then this activity was just that. But if some of you is interested to compare, et cetera, we're quite happy to do this with you and to also give suggestions in case you want to drill down some of your storage costs. And clearly, CERNBOX is quite strategic as an extension of the desktop in order to bring data closer to the user when they need, and also give a new way to interact with the data. So, for example, with these Python notebooks, another nice way to play with the data. We saw a lot of applications built on top of it that were quite impressive. And clearly, this is part of our strategic direction for CERN and for the future, to have a generic home directory for the entire of CERN. Okay, thank you very much. And this is a comment from one of our nice users.
Okay, questions? Bound to be.
So CERNBOX is IPv4 only?
You mean the client?
Or? No, the CERNBOX.CERN.CH is IPv4 only.
Yes,
how are you thinking? Yes. How are you thinking there?
We will just put the gateway for an IPv6.
Yeah, but so you don't have it. Why
not
don't
right
you?
No. Not right now. No. At the moment, there is not a strict need to have a CERNBOX gateway with IPv6. The majority of our user or our computing cluster and all the rest is still IPv4. So we need first to see some actual client with IPv6 and have the network entirely with dual stack before going to this step.
Yeah, but since you don't have IPv6, you can't see any IPv6 clients from the outside either.
Yeah, but so, we need to start
you can't see the demand from outside.
We need to start from the network layer. Once our network will be okay with that, then we can build on top. But in general, for IPv6, we don't see too much problem because XOD will support easily IPv6 and all the other components are fine. And we already have some small test bed for this. But clearly, we need the full network stack is completely IPv6. Yes.
So with EOS being used for home directories, can you do like snapshots and checksumming of the files and all
so
these quotas?
Checksum is already one of the things that we do currently. Which is not present in AFS, for example. So there is no consistency check in AFS. And for snapshot, what we have right now, we have versioning. So every time you upload, for example, via the CERNBOX client, a new file, so we keep up to 10 version. And then clearly, if a snapshot type will be required, then we will also implement this type of view. But this is a kind of view of whatever where your file at a certain point in time.
Quota?
Yeah, quota is already enabled.
Hi, Luca. AFS has been very successful in the high energy physics in the past, and many sites, laboratories had an NFS server and the NFS tree. How do you see EOS in this prospect? Do you think that it will be available other site, usable by other site?
Clearly, in the future, we need to understand also which will be the traffic coming from the different sites, etc. We don't see technically too much of a problem, let's say, for external access. But clearly, it depends also on the site itself, if they want to have it in some cases. In some cases, in some sites, there are some other technology available for this type of user. Yes.
It is not clear to me how authentication works. CERNBOX and LX Plus and Windows share the same authentication backend.
It's all LDAP behind. So there is an Active Directory.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we share the same authentication.
So home directories tend to be where the difference between POSIX-like and POSIX collide. What are your plans and, I mean, things like hard links, applications that depend on very inode-specific type
So you're not
approaches.
The first one asking for hard links. But
how do these things...
I fear that we need to implement that in the next round. But So AFS as well is not fully POSIX compliant. So we don't really see too much of a problem there. And with the new implementation, many of the, let's say, rough edges will just go away. So it will look like a POSIX file system.
Sure. Maybe I'm a bit out of date, but Fuse used to have a lot of context switches so that you would have quite a performance degradation compared to NFS or similar kernel level file system, POSIX file system access systems. Has this gone away completely? And do you have plans for a native client?
So for the current kernel that we have, which is not clearly the latest on our, let's say, cluster, we see that the actual problem right now is the pipe at the fuse level. So with already the kernel 3 dot something instead of 2 dot whatever we have, this will be already much better. And we test this already, and the performance there, they're quite good. So we're not much worried about the performance at this level.
What about support for file permissions or access control lists using Fuse from?
This will be, this is already available. So for an easy way is you currently do it via the Sermox interface. So you decide, okay, I want to share this with XYZ, with any group, whatever you want.
But I think it works only with e-groups, not with the...
It's working with accounts and with e-groups.
Ah, okay. But you have to go to the web interface for that.
Yes, we will provide also a nice command line at the FS style, let's say. Mm-hmm. This will be provided for the future, yes.
Okay. I thought I saw a hand in the front here, but seems to have disappeared. In the back.
Ooh, too
in
many
back.
Questions, guys.
I feel it should be disallowed for people in the back to ask questions.
Thank you. So actually, I would like to get back to bit to this POSIX compliance thing, because, well, we do have home directories for Linux and Windows served by NetApp file or something, where you can choose between POSIX permission model versus Windows permission model, and it always causes problems if you want to use it cross-system. So even basic GNU tools choke on CFS permissions, and Windows doesn't really like Unix permissions either. So how do you plan to solve it?
So for you mean the difference between the Windows part and the...
At least on the NetApp implementation, if I select or I want Windows-like permissions, then anything which tries to use or create
so clearly
just chokes on it.
The Windows-like permission will be a bit more restrictive. Like you can do per host, per subgroup. There are other several subset of things. But we saw from what is already set right now. So basically, we check what our user are actually using. And we don't see too many problems for that.
Okay.
So the subset that is actually used is not in the worrying part, let's say.
Okay.
That and we can substitute.
Other question I wanted to ask. It's nice to be able to access Linux files from Windows and Windows files from Linux, but I personally would not like to share this in home directory because Windows just puts an enormous amount of junk there. So is it a requirement to share it or?
No.
Okay.
But this is what we see that the majority of our user would like. Then clearly, if you don't want to share it, you will have your own option to not have a shared file system for your... I mean, there is...
Hold on.
You can have /tmp as your shared file system in the batch farm. I mean, this is up to you.
Okay. I think we have to cut discussion short and move on with the next presentations. But at least we have some themes for the coffee break afterwards.
No, please.
Okay, thanks again to Luca for his interesting talk.